B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Daf Chof. We're going to start four lines from the top of the Amud. We've just learned a sugya of Ein Chochmo, Ein Tvuno, Ein Das, Leneged Hashem, and the Gemara said on Daf Yutes Amud Beis that Kol Mokim Shiesh Chilul Hashem, Ein Cholkin Kovid L'Rav. A person has to be Moisa Nefesh, he has to sacrifice from his own comfort in order to do Hashem's mitzvahs and not allow his own kovod to get in his way. So on that theme, the Gemara is carrying on. Omar lei Rav Papa la'Abaya. Rav Papa asked Abaya, Ma'ishno rishonim, why is it that in the last generation, one generation before us, the Israchish luhu nisa, that miracles would happen to them? Uma'ishno anon, but in our generation, says Rav Papa, deloy misrachish lo nisa, miracles do not occur. That's how the Erechayim HaKodesh in Chifetz Hashem explains this, because it's not probable that Rav Papa was asking why is it that many generations back they had miracles. It makes sense, because many generations back were on a much higher level than they were then. Rav Papa meant to ask, even just one generation before him, there was a marked difference to the way that miracles were happening. Imishum Tnuya, Rav Papa said to Abaya, is it because they were more learned than us? B'shneid Rav Yehuda, in the years of Rav Yehuda, who lived in the generation before Rav Papa, kulei tnuye b'nezikin hava. All they learned was the three bovas, bova kama, bova metzia, bova basha. That's where they toiled most of their limud haTorah. V'anan, but us, komas ninon shito sidri. We were very, very well versed and proficient in all six dorim. Zroim moed noshim nezikin kochim taras. So it cannot be that the reason that they deserved nisim was because they were more learned than us. V'chi hava moti Rav Yehuda b'uktzin. When Rav Yehuda came to Uktzin, and some take out the word b'uktzin because this Mishnah is actually in Maseches Taras, not in Maseches Uktzin, that it says there, Ho'isho shekiveshes yerek b'kadera, a woman that preserves a vegetable in a pot. V'omri lo, and others say it's referring to Mishnah in Uktzin, Zeisim shekovshon b'tarfein, if the olives were preserved together with their leaves, Tahirin, then the leaves lose their status as being a yad, a handle for the fruit, because they become very soggy from the preserving of the zeisim, and therefore it's just to beautify the fruit, but it's not part of the fruit anymore, and therefore it does not become tomei. And Rav Yehuda commented, Omar havayis derav Shmuel kachozino hocha. These mishnayos of Tyrus and Uktzin, they're complex, like all the complex questions and discussions of Rav and Shmuel in Nezikin. So you see that Rav Yehuda did not have an easy time with Tyrus. Vanan, however, says Rav Papa, whereas us, komasninon b'uktzin, on every masechta and every perik and every mishnah in uktzin, tleisa masifta, we would have 13 ways of learning the mishnah, because we were so proficient at this. And nonetheless, v'ilu Rav Yehuda, in the time of Rav Yehuda, ki have a sholif chad mesoni, when it was a drought and they were waiting for the rain, and he would afflict himself just minimally by just taking off one of his shoes, osi mitra, and the rain would start falling. Va'anan, however, us, komatsarino nafshin, we afflict ourselves much more. Umetzavach kovatzavchinon, and we cry out to Hashem in tefillah. And nonetheless, v'les demashkar chvon, there's nobody who's answering our tefillahs, the rain is not coming. Why should this be so? This was the question that Rav Papa asked to Abaye. Omar lei, Abaye answered back, I'll tell you why. Kamoi, the previous generation, have a komosri nafshayu akedushas Hashem, sacrifice themselves for kedushas Hashem, for Hashem's name. And none, however, us, loy mosrin on nafshin akedushas Hashem. We do not have that level of mesiras nefesh. Now, obviously, this does not mean that the chiyuv, the halacha of mesiras nefesh for the gimel averis hachamurais, avodah zara, gilarois, and shrichas domim, that in the generation of Rav Papa and Abaye they would not be mesiras nefesh. Of course, that's not true. In all generations, even in our generation, people are mesiras nefesh for these three averis. But there's many other areas of mesiras nefesh, of sacrificing for Hashem, and in the previous generation, the one of Rav Yehuda, they would sacrifice much more for Hashem than they would in the generation of Rav Papa and Abaye. and that's why they were less deserving of miracles. Kihoder of Adubar Ava now is going to be an example of the Mesiras Nefesh in the generation of Rav Yehuda. Chazye lahahi kutis. He saw this kutis, this woman, Dehava Levisha, she was wearing karbalto b'shuka, a very ostentatious garment, and she was wearing it in the street. Sovar, Rav Adubar Ava assumed Debas Yisrael, that she was a Jewish woman. And he felt that it was inappropriate for her to wear it. Some say because there was kilayim in it and it's osur to wear it. Others say that it was not tznius to wear it because of the color or the style. Kom korei minei. He got up and pulled it off her. Igloi milsa. It then became apparent to kutasi that she was a non-Jewish woman, and therefore there was no justification or reason to pull it off her. Shaimuha. They assessed how much he would have to pay her as a fine, and for what he tore off her. Arba meo zuza, 400 zuz. Omer lo, he asked this woman, Mashmeich, what's your name? Omrole, she answered back, Matun. My name is Matun. She was a kutis, a non-Jewish woman. Omer lo, Rav Adubar Ava answered to this, Mrs. Matun, 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 arba meo zuza shavya. Matun Matun is worth 400 zuz, which was the value of the fine. Some say he was saying that Matun reflects on the Aramaic word of Moson, which was 200. So he says, Matun Matun, twice 200 is 400, that's the fine I have to pay you. Others explain, Matun is a lashon of waiting. Had I been less hasty, Matun Matun, had I waited before pulling off her clothes and first established whether this woman was Jewish or not, he would have saved himself the 400 zuz. So now he knew from the beginning that there was a chance that possibly this woman was a non-Jewish woman. Why didn't he first wait? He knew, I'm going to make a Kiddush Hashem. I'm going to pull it off her, assuming that it might be a Jewish woman. If it's not a Jewish woman, I'll pay the fine, but at least it'll be a Kiddush Hashem. Everybody will know that Klal Yisrael take their mitzvahs very seriously, and it really bothers them when people are not doing the mitzvahs. And that was the level of Mesiras Nefesh which made their generation worthy of miracles. Continues the Gemara. Rav Gidl Havarogil Dehavi Ka'ozil V'yosiv Ashara D'Tvila. Rav Gidl was used to sitting at the gates of the mikveh where the women would tovel. Omar Luhu, he would tell them, Hochi Tvilu, Vahochi Tvilu, he would rule on all their questions, all the shilas they would have. With the Tvila, he would tell them to tovel like this, to tovel like that. Omri Luhu, Le Rabbonon, the Rabbonon asked Rav Gidl, Loi Komastafi Marm Yetzahara? Are you not worried about the Yetzahara? Seeing the women like that being tovel, is it not doing anything to you? Omar Luhu, he said no. Damyan ba'apoi ki koki chivra. They, in my mind's eye, they just look to me like white geese, and I don't see them bechlal in the way they are on the physical form, and therefore it doesn't bother me, it doesn't affect my yitzhara at all. And obviously, these are kedoshe elyoin, and chas v'shalom for any of us to think that we're anywhere near this madrega, and we have to watch where we look and where we go to the nth degree. Continues the Gemara. Rabbi Yechanan have a rogil, da have a ka'ozil, v'yosiv ashara d'tvila. Rabbi Yechanan also was used to going to the gates of the mikveh, where the women would pass, going when they come up from the mikveh. Ki ha, Omar, he said, ki solkon, when they emerge, b'nois Yisrael, v'asyon mitvila, when the Klal Yisrael and the women come up from the mikveh, mistaklon bi, they're going to look at me. And we know that Rabbi Yechanan was a very good-looking person. We've already seen this in a Gemara previously. V'nehevelu zara de shapiro kavosi. This would cause that the children they have, they would be as beautiful as I am, Rabbi Yechanan. Omale rabbonon rachachomim asked him, loy kom istafi mar me'ein abisha. Are you not worried about ayin hara that people are going to look at how beautiful you are? Now they didn't ask him about the Yetzirah, and the Mefarshim say because Rabbi Yechanan wasn't actually engaged in seeing the women. He was just looking down, engaged in his learning, and others bring proof from the fact that Rabbi Yechanan had very long eyelashes. He couldn't even see what was in front of him. He just wanted the women to see him. unlike the case of Rav Gidl, who had to be involved with the Shailus, and therefore it was a question of Yetzer Hara. Omar Lohu, Rabbi Yechanan answers, and he said, I'm not worried of Ayin Hara. Ano mizaru de Yosef ka'osina. I'm a descendant of Yosef HaTzadik. De leishol tobei ein abisha. Ayin Hara has no power over him. Tichsiv, as it says in the Pasuk, Ben Piras Yosef. Yosef was a charming son. Ben Piras, and this charming son, Ale Oyin, was charming to the eye. V'omer Bavo. Bavo said, Al tikri Ale Ayin. Don't read it, Ale Ayin, to the eye. Rather, Elo Oile Ayin, above the eye. Which means that the descendants of Yosef are above Ayin Hara, they transcend Ayin Hara, and Ayin Hara has no power over them. Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Chanina Omar Mehocha, a different pasuk, v'yidgu l'roiv b'kerev ha'oretz, the Yaakov gave Yosef a brocha that his descendants would become multiple like fish in the sea. Ma dogim shebayam, in the same way as fish in the sea. Ma yimchasim aleim, since water covers them. Ve'in ayin hora shiletes b'hem, and therefore an ayin hora cannot have any power on them. Af zari shel Yosef, so too the descendants of Yosef, ein ayin hora shiletes b'hem, no ayin hora can have power over them. Ve'ibois ema, if you want, it's a logical source that ayin hora should not have any power over the descendants of Yosef. Ayin sheleirot salozun mimasheinu sheloi. Yosef HaTzadik, who went to the nth degree not to enjoy anything that he sees that was not his, namely Potiphar's wife, where she caused him a tremendous amount of challenge, and nonetheless he did not fall for the trap, and therefore ein ayin hora sheletes boy, since he controlled his eyes to the nth degree, no ayin hora would be able to control and have power over him or his descendants. Says the Mishnah, Noshim v'avodim uktanim pturin mikriyas shema u'minatfilin v'chayovim b'tfilo u'b'mezuzah u'b'birchas hamozin. Women, slaves, and minors are potter just from kriyas shema and from tfilin. They are, however, required in tfilo, mezuzah, and birchas hamozin. Regarding ktanim, why they are potter from Kriyas Shema and Tefillin, Rashi brings that they are potter from Kriyas Shema because the time of Kriyas Shema is normally a time where the fathers are not available for the children, and therefore, even though they're Magi'a l'chinuch, they're the chinuchable age, nonetheless they are potter. And regarding Tefillin, there's a special halacha that a person has to be able to keep a clean body and make sure that all the while that he's wearing his Tefillin, he's not passing any wind or gas. And since a young child, even if he's magia lechinuch, is not capable of that, therefore they are potter. Regarding the women, the reason they are potter from Kriyas Shema and Tefillin seems to be because they are both mitzvahs that are called mitzvahs asei shazman groma. They are mitzvahs that are time restricted, and we have a rule that any mitzvahs which are time restricted, assuming they are mitzvahs asei, not mitzvahs leis asei, women are potter. Says the Gemara, Kriyas Shema, the fact that women are potter from Kriyas Shema, Pshita, is Pashat Dek Potter, Mitzvah Sasei Shazman Gromahu. We know that Kriyas Shema is time restricted, it's Beshoch Becha Uvkumecha, V'chol Mitzvah Sasei Shazman Groma, Noshim Pturais, women are potter from all Mitzvah Sasei that are time related. Says the Gemara, Mao the Tema, I may have thought, Hoyl V'isbo Malchus Shemaim. We've seen previously that Kriyas Shema is the mitzvah that reinforces Yiras Shamayim and Malchus Shamayim. Continues the Gemara, Umina Tfilin, women are potter from wearing Tfilin. Shita, this is also Poshet. It's a mitzvah sasei shazman groma. Says the Gemara, Mao de Tema I may have thought, Hoil v'iskash l'mezuzah. In the Psukim, it's written next to mezuzah. It says first, Ukshartem, and then it says Uchsavtem, and the same way as mezuzah. Women are definitely chayev, so too I would have thought that they're chayev in tefillin, komash malon, that they are potter. Continues the Gemara, v'chayovin b'tefila. Women are chayev to daven. Says the Gemara, you know why? Derachmininu, the purpose of tefillah is to beg mercy from Hashem, and women also need to do that. Mao de teima, I might have thought. Hoyeluch sivbo, since it says regarding tefillah, it says in a pasuk, in Tehillim, Erev vavoiker v'tzaharoim osicha. I spoke to Hashem in the morning and in the afternoon. and in the evening, and therefore kmitzvas asei shehazman groma domi, and therefore it should have the same halachas as all the mitzvas asei shehazman groma kumash malon. The Mishnah is coming to teach us that since tefillah is about asking for mercy, and women need mercy just like the men do, therefore they are chayev with tefillah. Continues the Gemara, uba mezuzah, women are chayev to have a mezuzah on their doors. Asks the Gemara, pshita, it should be poshut, why shouldn't they have to put on a mezuzah? Ma'odatei, I might have thought, hoil v'iskash le'talmud Torah, in the second parash of Shema, it says, v'lemadetem oisom es b'neichem, which is Talmud Torah, and after that it says Uchsavtem al mezuzah is peisecho, which is mezuzah. I might have thought that in the same way as they are potter from learning Torah, because it says in the pasuk, "V'lemadtem es b'neichem v'loy b'neiseichem." So I might have thought that they're also potter from mezuzah. Kumash malon nechayev from mezuzah, since it says by mezuzah leman yirbu yameichem, it's a school of full longevity, and therefore since women also need arichas yomim. And chayim, therefore, they are also chayev with mezuzah. Continues the Gemara. Ubebirchas hamozin, women are chayev with birchas hamozin. Says the Gemara, pshita, why shouldn't they be chayev with birchas hamozin? Says the Gemara, ma'od teima, I would have thought hoyeluch siv, since it says in the posuk, b'seis Hashem lochem bo erev bosor, Hashem is going to give you meat in the evening, lechil, to eat, v'lechem baboiker l'soiva, and to be satisfied on the bread that I'll give you in the morning, k'mitzvah asei shehazman groma domi, since the bread is going to come down in the morning especially, it's considered a mitzvah asei shehazman groma, kumash malon. The chiddush of the Mishnah is that nonetheless, women are chayev with birchas hamozin, it's not considered a mitzvah asei shehazman groma. Continues the Gemara, Omar Rav Ada Bar Ava, Noshim Chayovo is Bekiddush Hayoim, women are chayev to make Kiddush on Friday night, Dvar Torah, the chayev min HaTorah. Asks the Gemara, Amai, why should they be chayev? Mitzvah Saseh Shazman Gromahu, it's only on Friday night, it's a mitzvah Saseh Shazman Groma, they should be part of a whole mitzvah Saseh Shazman Groma, Noshim Pturais. Omar Abaya answers that when Rav Ada Bar Ava said that Noshim are chayiv with Kiddush, midrabbonon, they're only chayiv midrabbonon. Even though it's a mitzvah saseh shehazman groma, the Rabbonon said they're chayiv. Omali Rova, Rova asked Abaya, how can you say that they're chayiv midrabbonon? V'ho dvar Torah ko'oma, Rav Ada Bar Ava said explicitly that they are chayiv dvar Torah, they're chayiv min HaTorah. V'oid, kol mitzvah saseh nechayivinu midrabbonon. If you're going to say that the Rabbonon said they're chayev, even though it's a mitzvah saseh shehazman groma, why is this mitzvah saseh different to any other mitzvah saseh? We don't find that all the other mitzvah saseh shehazman groma noshim chayev midrabbonon. Elo amar Rova, Rova says I've got a special posuk that is mechayev noshim with kiddush on Friday night. Omar Kroy, it says in the posuk zocher, in the first luchos it refers to Shabbos with the chiyuv of zocher, to remember Shabbos. V'shomer, in the second luchos it says you should guard Shabbos, and we know that zocher always refers to a mitzvah saseh, and shomer refers to guarding oneself from transgressing a mitzvah lo saseh. And so we learn from the fact that shomer and zocher are both used in the same context in the first luchos and the second luchos, and we learn from there kol sheyeshnei b'shmira, anybody who's chayev with shmira of Shabbos, with guarding Shabbos, yeshnei b'zchira, is also mechuyev in the mitzvah saseh of Shabbos. V'hani noshi, and these women, hoil v'istnu b'shmira, since we know that noshim are chayev in all mitzvahs lo saseh, even if they are zman groma, therefore we know from here also, istnu b'zchira, they're also chayev in all the mitzvahs saseh of Shabbos. And the mitzvah saseh of Shabbos includes making Kiddush, because the makor of making Kiddush is learnt out from zocher es yom haShabbos lekadshoi, and we learn from there zochrehu al hayayin, it's a gemara in Psochim. So if women are chayiv in the zechira, they're chayiv in Kiddush on Friday night, min haTorah. Continues the gemara, Omale Ravina l'rova, Noshim b'birchas hamozin. When it said in the Mishnah that women are chayiv with birchas hamozin, doiraisa oidrabonon, are they chayiv min haTorah from the posuk of ochalta v'savato v'irachto, or is it only midrabbonon? Because the posuk puts birchas hamozin together with the Birchas Ha'oretz. It says in the Pasuk, Al Ha'oretz HaToiva Shenosan Loch. And we know that Eretz Yisrael was given to the Zechorim, to the men, not to the women. If so, the Birchas HaMozen maybe does not apply Min HaTorah to women, and they only Chayev Midrabbonon. Asks the Gemara, before we answer the question, Mai Nafkimine? What's the difference if they are Chayev Min HaTorah or Chayev Midrabbonon? Answers the Gemara, La'afuke Rabim Yedei Chayvoson. We know that with brachos and other mitzvahs, one can be moitzi somebody else. If one person cannot or chooses not to do a mitzvah, somebody else can do it for him. He can listen. He'll say Amen, maybe he doesn't have to say Amen, but he can listen and be yetza. And then he'll be yetza, his chiyuv. So the difference between whether the women are chayav min HaTorah or midrabbanon will be whether they can be moitzi a man who's definitely mechuyev min HaTorah. If the women are mechuyev in birchas hamazon min HaTorah, osi doiraisa umafki doiraisa, then the women who are mechuyev min HaTorah can be moitzi the men who are mechuyev min HaTorah. Eloi omrus derabbanon, if you say that women are only chayev birchas hamazon midrabbanon, have a she'ene mechuyev bedavar, then relative to doiraisas, they're not mechuyev in birchas hamazon. V'chol she'ene mechuyev bedavar, eine moitzias harabi midei chayvason. If the men are chayev min HaTorah, which they are, and the women are not chayev min HaTorah, then regarding the chiyuv doiraisa of the men, the women cannot be moitzi them. Mai, so what's the halacha? What's the truth? Are the women chayev min HaTorah or midrabbanon? Toshema, we'll bring a brisa, try and bring a proof. Be'emes omru, the truth is, ben mevorich le'oviv. A minor, a child under bar mitzvah, can be moitzi his father birchas hamozin. Ve'eved and a slave can be moitzi his master mevorich le'raboy with birchas hamozin. Ve'isho mevareches le'balo, and a woman can be moitzi her husband. Aval omru chachomim, the Chachomim said, Tovoi me'eira le'odom she'ishto yovonov mevorichin lo'i. A person who needs his young children or wife to be moitzi him is a cursed man. So now the Gemara explains, I omros bishleimo deiraisa, if you say the women are mechuyiv min HaTorah, osu deiraisa, mapik deiraisa, I understand how a woman can be moitzi her husband. Elo I omros derabonon, if you're going to suggest that women are only mechuyiv in birchas hamazon midrabonon, osu derabonon, mapik deiraisa, how can a woman who's only mechuyiv midrabonon be moitzi her husband who's mechuyiv min HaTorah? Says the Gemara, Ulta'ameich, so you want to prove from here that women are mechuyev min HaTorah, what are you going to do with the cotton, who's definitely not mechuyev min HaTorah? Cotton, bar chiyuvahu? A cotton is clearly not mechuyev min HaTorah. And how can he be moitzi his father who's mechuyev min HaTorah? Elohocha b'mayaskinon, you have to explain, kegoyin she'ochal she'ura derabonon, if the man, the father, only ate enough food which is mechuyev birchas hamazon only midrabbanon, min HaTorah you mechuyev birchas hamazon only if you're completely satisfied, as it says v'ochalta v'savata, you ate and you're satisfied. However, the rabbanon said that if you eat as little as either kazayis according to a mayor or a kebeta according to Rabbi Yehuda, you already have to bench birchas hamazon derabbanon. So if the man ate a shiur that is only mechuyev midrabbanon, then his little son can be moitzi him, because they're both derabbanon. The osi derabbanon or mapik derabbanon. A chiyuv derabbanon can be moitzi a chiyuv derabbanon. If so, a woman also, the reason she can be moitzi a husband is maybe referring to a case where the husband only ate a kazayis or kabeitza and was only mechuyuv in birchas hamazon midrabbanon. So you cannot bring proof from this brisa at all whether women are mechuyuv in birchas hamazon deiraisa or derabbanon. Continues the Gemara, Dorash Rav Avira. Rav Avira gave a drasha, Zimnin omalo mishmeder Rav Ami, sometimes in the name of Rav Ami, Vzimnin omalo mishmeder Rav Asi, and sometimes in the name of Rav Asi, as follows, Omru malachi asharos lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Malachim said to Hashem, Riboinei shel Olam, Hashem, kosuv b'toirascha, it says in your Torah, Asher lo yisa ponim, you do not show favor, v'lo yikach sheichad, nor do you accept bribes. How can you say this? V'haloi atonoise ponim. You do show favor to Yisrael, to Klal Yisrael. D'chsiv, as it says in the Pasuk, Yisra Hashem ponov eilecha. Hashem will show you Klal Yisrael favor. Omar lehem, Hashem said to the Malachi Asharas, V'chiloi es aponim liYisrael, should I not show them favor? Shekosavtu lehem b'Torah, I wrote in my Torah, V'ochalto v'savoto v'irachto es Hashem elikecho, they only have to bench birchas amozen if they're completely satisfied. V'heim medakto kim al atzmom ad kezayis v'ad kebeitza. And they, midrabonon, they were masakan, that even if they only ate a kezayis, according to Reb Meir, or a kebeitza, according to Reb Yehuda, that they're already going to give me a bracha, they're going to say birchas hamazon. Should I not show them favor? And in Mirtz Hashem, in the next shiur, we're going to start the Mishnah, even though it's the last section of Daf Chof Omud Beis.